Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. So we've been spending a lot of time on the internet these days, and Chris found me something good to talk about.
Oh.
Everybody's familiar with the bicycle card company, right? They're that deck. When you think of a deck of playing cards, you think of the bicycle ones, I think, because they have that distinctive logo. Well, they've been around for a long time, and they played a role in World War II. The Bicycle Card Company coordinated with U.S. and British intelligence agencies to create a special deck of cards. Most decks of cards are two pieces of heavy paper put together. So they print on one side and they both got a blank side. They stick it together and there's your card.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if so much now, but initially, the Bicycle Card Company made a map deck, and it was a top secret deck of cards that had, if you line up all the cards in an order and you peeled them apart, there was a map on the inside of the cards. And so then when you laid it all out, it was a map of high risk territories in the European theater.
Wow.
So you just needed water and a private place to be able to peel them back and assemble them. So you'd need some time and some privacy and water. But other than that.
Oh, because you needed water to like soften the glue that held them together?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. You needed to soak them in water a little bit and then peel them apart. Yeah.
Okay. So then once you peel them apart, you'd kind of ruined the deck, right? You couldn't.
Yeah, you kind of have a fat deck. So I'm wondering, you had to kind of make tracks once you'd done that, unless you had a good hiding spot, which prisoners of war did not have a lot of privacy. So
no, not really. Wow.
In the World War II era, these soldiers would have that available to them. What I was curious about is, how do they know they're going to need that deck of cards? Like, does every GI get them?
Yeah. I have so many questions.
I can answer that particular one.
Oh, good.
Apparently, the decks were given to POWs in Europe through the Red Cross special Christmas parcel program. In those Christmas gifts for some soldiers were the map decks. And so Nazi camps let them in unknowingly, like the Trojan card decks.
So then, and I guess the word had kind of gotten around that this would be there, then you would have a map. And if you tried to escape, which they wanted them to do, right? They wanted them to be disruptive that way.
Yes.
You would have these, oh my gosh, that's just.
You'd have a map so you could see where you're at and the safest way to get out, you know, without walking into another camp of enemy soldiers.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, the cards were used by 32 people to escape from Colditz Castle, and it prompted some 316 other escape attempts that they're aware of. So they actually helped soldiers survive the war. Playing cards.
That's so... It seems like a simple thing, right?
Yes.
But then super devious because it's hiding in plain sight, which is genius.
Yeah. I loved that about it. Yes. This very simple low-tech solution saved lives.
Huh.
And it's so clandestine. It's unusual that something could be so secret, but no one really knows for sure how many decks were produced because they kept it on the down low.
Please tell me you have pictures that you're going to put in show notes for this.
Yeah, there's a picture of one of the authentic cards where you can see they've peeled back the card and you can see the middle. And then Bicycle has created a deck, a modern deck, where they've printed the map on the front, on the face of the card. So you'll have an ace and it's got a chunk of map on it. So you can actually buy this on Amazon now. It's not like the original. You don't get to peel your card in half and see the secret map. But they do print a map that if you laid the cards out in the right order, you could see the whole map like a soldier would have had it. But you also see the card numbers on it.
Well, I don't know what we're talking about. I need to go to Amazon. Hold on.
I know. I was super tempted. I'm like, do I really need another deck of cards?
No,
I might. Yes.
So, but I want them.
Yeah. You can see the original. There are only two known surviving decks, according to the article I read. And they're in the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C.
Well, that's a fantastic brainstorm. If you're not playing poker, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.